Howdy people, now you may have heard how the roads are terrible in the UK, with loads of potholes everywhere, and the fact is, it's all true. I'm just going to show you a road around my area, and what a bad state of repair it's in. Now, car tax has gone up year after year, and it's exorbitant price now. But obviously they're using the money on something else, other than what they should be using it for. And it's funny really, because they seem to find £8 million, to put a cycle lane in, and then they find out nobody actually uses it, and everybody complains how the traffic just doesn't get through anymore, and then take it out again and put the road back the way it was. They also find loads of money for doing these drop curbs here. Every curb has one now, pretty much. And how much did that cost? But the pavements or sidewalks are still uneven, with trip hazards and holes. And of course, it's the council, isn't it? They can make mistakes, and nobody gets fired. Other organisations have people looking over them. Who looks over the council? Nobody. The council is a law unto itself. Down at the bottom of the road that I live on, there was a roundabout, and you could go into town, along the seafront, many places. Was there for years, and the traffic just kind of flowed. Then they took the roundabout out and put something else in there. Now the traffic is all jammed up. It takes ages for anybody to get through it. And it was on a bus route, so buses are late as well. There just seems to be no accountability for the council doing stuff that doesn't work. And I don't know about other councils, but I know the council area I'm living in, the offices are saturated by Femons. See, you knew I'd get it in there, didn't you? Anyway, I'm just going to show you this road that I live nearby. Like I say, nice, beautiful drop curbs there. But the disabled people can't use them, because the sidewalks are in a mess. Anyway, as you see, the road isn't wide enough, and the grass gets all worn out there from vehicles driving on it. And as you go along, you're going to come to one of the first potholes. It looks like they may have tried to fill it with something or other, to stop cars disappearing down it. You can imagine what that does to your suspension or your rim when you hit that hole. That could break your springs, bend your rim. And there's loads of claims against the council for damaged vehicles. Good luck getting anything out of them before you die of old age. Anyway, moving right along. See loads of potholes again, quite deep ones. Another very deep pothole there. And yes, buses come along this road as well. Another pothole over there on the other side, very deep one. It's just full of potholes all the way along this road. Can you imagine coming down there on a motorbike or a scooter in the dark and you hit that? The UK's infrastructure is just falling apart. I've seen better roads in third world countries. And a lot of the reason, of course, is that the council is using the money to fund their pet projects, such as removing the roundabout from the road I was talking about and gumming up all the traffic. But like I say, the council doesn't have to answer to anybody. It's about time they did. And here's an added bonus to make you think you're in a third world country. This once was, I believe, a scooter. And what they do is they steal a scooter like this, take it for a joyride, and then burn it. And they do that with cars as well, just to show you how bad the UK has got. Anyway, anybody sort of lost their scooter that looks like this one, at least you know where it is. Unfortunately, this is what the UK has come to, and it's quite embarrassing. Of course, if we had a functioning government that actually cared about the people, things would never have got this bad. But now I think it's far too late. It seems that when people screw up, they don't get fired. They get promoted. Anyway, guys, just giving you first-hand experience about the potholes in the roads in the UK. You take it easy, guys.